This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Katie Ann McDonald is producing. And we're joined now by Claston Bernard. That's C-L-A-S-T-O-N, Bernard. Makes his home in Gonzales, and he, too, is a candidate in the 2nd Congressional District, a Republican. He has the state Republican Party endorsement. And the reason we had Mr. Chambers and Mr. Bernard on is because they asked. And with 15 candidates, it's hard to whittle down the number we would invite. And these two actually asked. And if any of the candidates are listening, we will be more than willing to put you on the air. But Claston Bernard is a fascinating fellow. He participated in 2 Olympics as a decathlete from Jamaica and now lives in Gonzales, and he is a Republican. And good morning to you, Mr. Bernard.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, how in the world did you end up in Gonzales, Louisiana?
It's a nice place. You know, I just was trying to get a little outside of Baton Rouge after living in Baton Rouge for a while. My wife's family is from Prairieville. You know, she was born in Donaldsonville, but she was raised in Prairieville. So, you know, we're just looking for an area where we could settle down and raise a family. And we chose Gonzales.
And you've been in this area for a few years.
Yeah, about 12, 13 years now.
So going back to your college years, correct?
No, actually, I was through with college. I've been here 20-something years. This is going to be my 23rd year of living in America. So I was far removed from college by the time I moved out here.
Well, you are dabbling in politics. I would say more than dabbling, as a candidate for the 2nd congressional seat vacated by Cedric Richmond. But you, you're a Republican in a district that is overwhelmingly Democratic. Do you feel like you have a realistic shot, or is this a case in which you're trying to make a point?
I do have a realistic shot. 40% of Black Americans are conservatives. And that's the whole mystery of this. The Republican Party hasn't really created a footprint. They haven't gone in there and said, hey, we want to appeal to you guys. We want you to come over here. There's a safe place for you here. So I, you know, I've written a book, Outcast in the Room at the Table, for conservative Blacks in Black America. And when I wrote the book, I recognize this. I always saw Blacks as being conservatives. Never saw them any other way. So the mystery was, why were they supporting some of these agenda that was frankly hostile and sometimes anti-Black, mm-hmm. in the terms of policy prescription, anti-family. You know, it was pro-government, big government, and anti-family. So it made no sense to me, that because what I saw from Black Americans mostly was that they were conservative people who believe in the capitalist system, who pride being good at what they do. Look at in athletics and music. They want to be the best, you know. So it didn't, the politics aside, didn't make sense to what I've been seeing and assessing. And I know I'm right about Black Americans, that majority of them are, in fact, statistically, majority of them are conservative.
And this is the thing. A majority?
40%.
That's not 40% a majority. Blacks, that's not a majority.
No. 40% of Blacks are conservative. 30% are in between, and then 30% of them consider themselves liberal.
That would be a plurality, then. But anyway, that would be a plurality, yes. Not a majority. But why do Blacks overwhelmingly vote Democratic, then?
Well, one, the politics, like I said, the Republican Party hasn't made a serious play for them. You know, they have made a serious play. Well, there are other factors there.
Well, what about the Republican Party that you're in as a ranking member who's been endorsed by the state GOP? What about it should be appealing, in your estimation, Claston, for African-American voters?
Well, one, they believe in God. 2, they believe in family. 3, they believe in education. And 4, they believe in hard work.
Okay, Democrats don't believe in those things?
Well, if they do, they're not pushing it.
Well,
you know, they're policy.
Well, now, Joe Biden's had a tragedy in his life. His first wife died, but he's never been divorced. The previous president had been divorced twice. Some would say that's not family values.
That has nothing to do with the platform that has destroyed Black America. You know, it says marry them to the government. That has nothing.
But Joe Biden, have President Trump, the person at the top should be an example, shouldn't he? And the current president, I think, is a better example of a family man than the previous president.
let's go back to this. Then we could say that about Rahab the harlot, that Christ's bloodline came through. See, we got to be careful when we do that. Look at the policies that are being prescribed. Okay? The reality is the presidency has no bearing really on what's going on in Congressional District 2. That's the problem. We make the presidency the grand prize to the detriment of the people in Congressional District 2. So the reality is your representatives have more effect as to what happened. And we need to go back to that. The federal government is too big. And as far as who should be an example, no. God gave us the will, men and women, to be parents, not our presidents. Not our leadership. We all have that ability, and it's not up to the government to decide who or what parenting should look like.
All right, 877-217-5757. Claston Bernard from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, originally living in Gonzales now, 42 years old. On Monday, he'll be 42, and he hopes to have an early birthday present by making a runoff. I think he knows this is a long shot bid, but he's been in athletics and achieved great things at high levels as one of the world's best decathletes. As high was 8,290 points, which is serious stuff. So, Claston Bernard, before we go to the phone lines, you, I do think, have a degree from LSU, don't you?
Yes, I have a degree in human resource management.
All right. Well, two of our four current congressmen representing Louisiana do not have college degrees. What does that say?
It doesn't mean much, to be honest. The reality is America is a country that you can actually do something without having a college degree. That's no bearing as to how productive you can be. And in fact, my after-school education program is designed to help people who don't want to go to college, who want to be productive members of society by the time they're 18 years old. You know, to me, most of the college programs, especially today, are, to me, a scam. You know, high student, you end
well,
up
you
with high student.
You wouldn't say your degree at LSU is a scam, would you?
Well, you know what? I'm not. If I was to say, what am I doing with my degree today? I went back and I got a vocational skill, and that is how I take care of my family. But that was just, I wanted to just get a college degree.
All right, hold tight. We got some folks lining up to talk to Claston Bernard. There is one line open, 877-217-5757. Republican from Gonzales by way of Jamaica who is running for the second congressional seat, John in Livingston. John, you're on with Mr. Bernard. Hi, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I think one of the fundamental problems in this discussion and many others is defining conservative and liberal. I am a lifelong registered independent and moderate, and I am always befuddled when I ask both liberals and conservatives to actually put a definition on what liberal and conservative is. And conservatives especially seem to have a real problem trying to enunciate what being a conservative really is.
Okay, thank you, John. On issues, are there issues that define liberalism and conservatism, Claston?
Well, it depends on liberalism in the classical sense or liberalism in today's sense. But conservatism, to me, is simple. I believe in natural rights. I believe the family is the most important institution ever created. And the family should be supported in a limited capacity by the government, meaning there are self-evident truths that we are all created equal. We have a right. Life begins at inception. You have a right to protect yourself, your life, your liberty, with deadly force if necessary, against tyranny from government and criminal. So that to me is also in conservatism.
All right. Judy on Florida. Judy, you're on with Claston Bernard. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning. I have issue with what he's saying. One of the Republicans stood up and said in front of Congress that we have no concept of family. And that pretty much speaks for all of them. They don't have a very high opinion of us to begin with. I'm a practicing Catholic. And I do, you know, I try to do right by everybody. I'm educated and everything. I work in my neighborhood and things like that. So I'm taking issue to what he's saying on such things.
When you say we, are you talking about people of color?
Yes.
And yes. You're saying Republicans have denigrated people of color?
I'm saying that Republicans don't see us as equal citizens.
All right. Well, Claston, thank you, Judy. Claston Bernard will respond when we return after this brief pause for the news on Talk Louisiana.
Louisiana Radio Network.
This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're visiting with Claston Bernard. He participated in two Olympics as a decathlete from Jamaica, lives in Gonzales, graduate of LSU, and candidate for Congress. He's on the ballot tomorrow in the 2nd District, which includes North Baton Rouge and eight parishes between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And Claston Bernard is the GOP stalwart in this race, a 15-candidate field. 877-217-5757. Before we return to the phone lines, Claston, Judy on Florida said she believes that African-Americans are often given lesser attention, maybe even denigrated by the Republican Party. Is that fair?
You know what? There's a number of ways you could assess that. There's some truth and there's some just some misinformation on that. The fact is that we have a congressional district, too, that there's no conservative infrastructure there. It's troubling for me, and this is something that I would like to change in the fact that they have kind of just given up and said, you know what, let the Democrats have their way. But then, you know, as conservatives, then we don't really get to be hypercritical about what's going on there if we're not willing to go in like I am doing with my candidacy, meeting people on the ground, talking to them. So the reality is for us to get in there and talk to people. But she also said something about the family. I said she said she's a Catholic. And I said most Catholics would agree with me on this statement that the family is the most important institution ever created, and it should be supported in limited capacity, and also that life begins at inception. So I'm not understanding
conception. Conception, but anyway.
Sorry, yeah, conception.
Yes, sir.
Conception. Sorry about that. At conception. So life begins at conception. So if what about that statement is denigrating? I'm as a Catholic, I'm not a Catholic, but how is that denigrating them?
Catholics, and I can speak from personal experience being one, come in all shapes and forms. And Joe Biden's a Catholic. Nancy Pelosi's a Catholic. They both believe in abortion rights. So do you think they should be excommunicated from the church?
You know what? It's not their right to play God. And the Catholic teaching is clear on that. What the church decided to do with them, that's up to them.
Okay, so you're saying if you're in favor of abortion rights, you're playing God.
Well, if you're saying it's someone's right to kill a baby, then you are actually playing God. That's what I'm saying.
Even if that baby is conceived by rape or incest?
Again, we don't create life, do we? We don't create it.
No, we don't.
We don't. Okay,
well,
all right.
Okay, so, well, liberals, many of them, are for abortion rights and against capital punishment, and many conservatives, most conservatives, are for a ban on abortion, but they love capital punishment. Isn't that taking a life, too?
You know what? Again, biblically, there's prescription for someone who violates someone's life. In terms of abortion, as a black man, I'm against it because 43%, about almost 43% of the abortions are done to black babies. So, you know, I take grave offense to that in respect to that. And it's an argument that we have to really examine as to what are the motives of those who continue to perpetuate and push that.
All right. Rebel on Sherwood. Rebel, you're on Talk Louisiana with Claston Bernard. Hi, Rebel.
Hi, thank you so much, Jim, and thank you, Mr. Bernard. Mr. Bernard, you're really wearing out the Republican talking points, sir. I would like to ask you, maybe are you not as familiar with American history as some American black people are, but I would ask you to take a look at
can you repeat that question, please?
Strategy of the Republican Party?
No, I can't hear you.
The strategy of the party, is that what you're saying, Rebel?
The Southern strategy, sir.
Southern strategy.
The fact that yesterday's Dixiecrats or today's Republican Party, and how do you think you fit in that, sir?
All right, well.
Let me respond to that. First of all, today, where are we in the black community? What policies are being harmful to black Americans? What can you explain them? Because right now, we have a 94 crime bill that has decimated black America. We have had black America targeted by stop and frisk bill. We have abortion decimating black America. Is that a part of the Southern strategy? I'm not understanding. What is talking point that I believe in God and family and that hard work and education? Is that not the way to succeed in America?
Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Thank you, Rebel. Henry, you're on with Claston Bernard. Hi, Henry.
Hi, Mr. Jim. Hi, Mr. Claston.
Henry, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm a Catholic, and I'm pro-life from conception to natural death, so I got all my bases covered. My question is this. Mr. Chambers was on a little bit earlier, and he's involved in a lawsuit against the city for racial discrimination by the city council president. He's also taken on a white supremacist lady in the school board. I was wondering what you have done, what stance have you taken, and what actions have you taken in your life to make things better for people of color? Thank you.
Well, one being a father and a husband.
All right. A father and a husband, yes. And anything else, Claston?
You know, two, writing about it. Three, helping families in Gonzales, in the city that I live, standing up for them. You see, something sounds good, but you know what? There are things that you do sometimes that doesn't always get highlighted or get a pat on your back.
All right, Kevin on Highland. Kevin, you're on with Claston. Hi, Kevin. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, I would like to ask, where did Mr. Claston get the 40-30-30 split for party identification? I ask this because just in the short time that I was waiting, I found seven different sites and organizations that all find an actual majority of blacks identifying as Democrat in recent years, and the black vote for president in 2020 went 87% for Biden, 90%. In another poll, which was broken down into 78% for men and 90% for women, all voting for Biden. So,
all right. Blacks overwhelmingly vote Democratic. Are you saying that
voting,
it's... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go
voting
ahead.
Democratic doesn't mean that they're not conservative. I was a Democrat, and I was conservative. Okay? That's a Brookings Institute study. So you can go look that up.
All right. Patrick and Inniswald, and thank you for calling my friend... Kevin on Highland. Let's go to Patrick in Inniswald Estates. Patrick, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning. Your guess is exactly right. Most black people that I meet are conservative thinking. Why they vote Democrat, I don't know, because look at Gary Chambers supports green jobs. How is that going to get you a job in Louisiana? They're for abortion. They're also, when it comes to education, they support mm-hmm. the teachers' unions. Why not do voucher programs? Let the money go to the parents.
You circulate with a lot of African-Americans, Patrick?
Yes, I do. I rent to many. I do business with them every day. And when you talk to them, they agree with most Americans. They're pro-family. They don't like abortion. They want a good job. They want to work in the oil sector or the chemicals. Those provide really good jobs. I'm an engineer. I work with a lot of black people in the plants. We got good paying jobs. All these Democrats want to run this industry right out of our state.
All right. Thank
you. They support abortion. They want to give our money.
All right. Some Democrats, like our governor, are against abortion rights, so it's not a universal thing. And there are some Republicans who are in favor of abortion rights. But you got one on your side, Claston. I'm sure you're happy that Patrick in Inniswald Estates called.
It's not about happy. It's the facts. It's what the facts are. Irrespective of how blacks have been voting, it doesn't mean that blacks are wedded. We have to give them. We have to show them that we care. It's just that. Politics aside, you know, there are belief systems that are very strong in the black community.
All right. Dan downtown. Dan, you're going to have to pull up, Dan, Katie Ann. Dan, good morning. He's online. There you go. Dan, you're on with Claston. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, Mr. Bernard, if elected, will you support removal of Trump's tax cuts for the rich so that all children have adequate education and health care?
I'm going to say this. I'm in Congressional District 2 that education has been a disaster for years. Okay? For years. First of all, the school system in New Orleans and Baton Rouge is very well funded. Funding is not the problem. The problem is that public education has failed most black children. Unless they're in high neighborhood, rich neighborhood or wealthy neighborhood where they have more access to better public school. So the reality is it has nothing to do with tax cut failing these kids. I came from a country with not even a lick of resources compared to what's in each parish.
James in Metairie. James, good morning. You're on with Claston Bernard. Hi, James.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. You know, I'm getting so tired of hearing the insidious insidious lie about how the Democratic Party was the party of the KKK. Well, you know what? That's a filthy half-truth, Mr. Bernard. Yes, they were Democrats, but they were also conservatives, the KKK. Conservative Democrats. Conservatives. Conservatism is the ideology of slavery, liberalism. They were the abolitionists, sir.
All right, and James, I think you speak as a Republican, don't you?
I certainly am a Republican. I am a very proud rhino.
Claston, your response to James and Metairie.
My response to James is that he has his facts wrong, and I'm not here to dictate about history. I'm here to talk about current conditions. Stop trying to shift the situation.
What facts does he have wrong?
Okay. The facts are this. The Democratic Party was the supporter behind the KKK formation, the White League, and all that. But we're not getting the history. We're sticking with what's going on today. So come back to congressional.
Is that the Democratic Party of today, though? I don't know of any Democrats.
No. Let's talk about 2nd Congressional District 2. I'm not here to talk history. I'm very versed enough in history. 2nd Congressional District 2 is the fourth worst congressional district to live in this country. Okay, let's talk about that. You see, this is the whole throw a bait out there and distract from the issue. Black Americans deserve better than political pandering.
All right. Jay in Mid-City. Jay, you're on with Claston. Hi, Jay.
Hey, sir. I support you, sir. I mean, you're right on point. I mean, we the only group in this country vote one way. We don't split our votes. Most of Democrats, and they neglect us and disrespect us. They on TV night and day screaming for illegal immigrants to come to this country.
All right. Did you vote for Trump, Jay? Did you vote for President Trump? Did you vote for him?
Yeah, President Trump, the best president Black America ever had. I mean, Biden created the 94 crime bill, him and Clinton.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll be back with Claston Bernard after this timeout.
I'm Don Molina.
This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. A few more minutes with Claston Bernard, one of 15 candidates running for the seat vacated by Cedric Richmond, now top aide to President Biden, left the 2nd Congressional District to take the post at the White House. He's in the West Wing, and Claston Bernard from Jamaica by way of LSU lives in Gonzales, running for the 2nd District and hoping to go to Washington, D.C., as another Republican. We would have an entirely GOP delegation if this man wins. It's considered a long shot, but it is a low turnout election, and weird things sometimes happen. It happened once before with Joe Gal, a Republican, winning this seat several years ago. Again, 877-217-5757 in our remaining time with Claston Bernard, two-time Olympian. Claston Bernard, do you think that Joe Biden won the election?
You know what? Again, these are things that distract from the issue. He's the president right now. I am not here to focus on the presidency. I'm here to focus on the
congressional district. Well, that's a yes or no question, though.
He's the president. You know, we've had fraud in elections going all the way back from the 1820s. Okay, we've had it in 1876. It took 5 years for them to figure out how big the fraud was. I'm not about to get involved in that. Right now, there are conditions that need to be dealt with. And, you know, frankly, I don't want to be going back and forth in this, whatever it is. The facts will eventually come out. I want to be able to represent the people of Congressional District 2. It's time to get something different.
All right.
They need
new
leadership.
Okay, was it a fair and free election?
On what basis? I'm still going to stick to this. My focus is not the presidency. The presidency has minimal effect as to what is transpiring right now in Congressional District 2. And
not matter who the president is.
And not really, because your representatives, your local elected officials, and also your congressional representative has more sway as to what happened in your district than the president.
We had a riot at the Capitol, Claston, because many of these people bought into the lie that the election was stolen. I think it's incumbent for you and other members of our delegation to say that it was not stolen, just as former President Bush did yesterday.
I'm not listening to Bush, man. I'm here listening to Congressional District 2.
All right.
They have issues. they have issues. They have issues that needs to be fixed. It's been like that for over 40, 50 years.
Paul in Opelousas. Paul, good morning. You're on with Claston Bernard.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mr. Bernard. District 5, you know, we're about to experience another election where we have not met the the person running, the major people running in our blue because of the crazy district. I'm conservative, hey, but I'm a vote Democrat. Makes no difference to me. You do your job, you do your best job. I applaud you for running for your seat because you figure it's the best job.
All right. He's commend you for running, and I commend anybody for getting in the ring. I'm with Paul on that. William in Opelousas. William, you're on with Claxton.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Good morning, Claxton. You know, I've been listening, and I do prison ministry, and I've heard twice about the crime bill. And, Mr. Claxton, you talk about, you answer the things that you want to answer. You say you're not about history, but the crime bill happened in 94. And I'm a black man, and I do prison ministry. The crime bill never affected me. And I don't think the crime bill affect a person if they commit a crime just one time.
All right.
Thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you, William. Your response, Claxton?
My response is there's still people in jail that's been affected by the 94 crime bill. So it's still ongoing. And it's the only, that was one of the few bills that actually targeted a specific group, irrespective of how people want to say it. It pretty much targeted black people, the drug bill. Crime was coming down. The crime bill was totally unnecessary when it came about. It should never have been, should not be. And that's the problem with politicians. They play the game trying to play like they're sincere when they end up doing more damage to the populace. And people need to just come to terms with what it was.
All right. Was Bill Clinton a good president?
I think he was. I think he did a fairly good job.
Well, we're starting to agree on some things. Will and Zachary. Will, good morning. You're on with Claxton. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. The last year, I'm almost done with somebody. I just wanted to say this one thing, Mr. Bernard. When somebody asks you a question, sometimes it's just a yes or no. It's not in for a debate or nothing, because people ask questions because they want to feel your demeanor. They want to feel how you are. A lot of people might not agree with everything that you say. But sometimes when someone asks a question, it's simply a yes or no question. But when you evade the question, that tends to send people another way on your thoughts and stuff. That's all I had to say, and y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right. What did you make of January 6th and the riot at the Capitol?
What did I make was that should not have happened. You know, it shouldn't have happened, but it happened.
What caused it?
What caused it? From what I'm hearing, it's mixed information. There were people from, there were some Trump supporters. There were some Antifa supporters. Whatever caused
it. Claxton, you're a smart man.
No. It's not about smart man. Let the facts come out. Again, is the game to keep talking about the election
Antifa.
Of Joe Biden?
Can you name
Trump?
Any Antifa supporters who were there? It did not happen.
What about the kid from Utah? What are you talking about, man? Look, let's stick to the, you know, Jim, being honest, this is about Congressional District 2, okay? Again, it's distraction, smoking and mirrors. There are problems in Congressional District 2, and I heard the gentleman saying you need to answer. There are certain open, closed questions that has an agenda, okay? I know exactly. It's not about being evasive. I know the agenda. The fact is there are problems in 2nd Congressional District 2 that needs to be addressed. I'm not here to talk about Joe Biden or President Trump. The reality is the people who are suffering will continue to suffer. They continue to have the people who are representing them or the prescription to the problems that is being prescribed right now. We need to move away from that. We need quality education. We need more choices for people to be able to move up. We need after-school programs that's going to help give people the skills they need to survive and to move forward and be able to provide for their family. Why are we not talking about that? Why are we talking about the presidency, which in fact the executive is too big? It has too much power, and that power needs to be reduced. Why are we spending time on that?
Look, Donald Trump carried this state by 400,000 votes, and that happened. He won this state by 400,000 votes. Joe Biden carried the country by 7 million votes. It happened. He won by 7 million votes. It's just a case of math. It's nothing personal. It's just a fact. And for a president and his supporters, including our congressional delegation, to try to negate a fair and free election, you're telling me that's not a story and doesn't affect the country moving forward under a president who was rightly elected and has not been credited for the victory that he received from the American people?
Jim, black people have been decimated by government policy for over 60 years. Why aren't you talking about that? What has Joe Biden done for black Americans? He's been signing bills for illegal aliens. What is he doing? What does illegal immigration do to black Americans? It puts them out of job. Why are we talking about
why
this?
Does, why are we talking why about the minimum? Other people into the country cost black people jobs.
Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Any you talk more about than they cost white people jobs. More capable people, Claston, means more production and more of an economy. That's why we're being passed up by China in short order, because they have more people. We need more people in the United States. And if people want to come here and are willing to fight to get here to be Americans, then I'm all for them being Americans. I don't say you have no chance. We're a country that's embraced people from other cultures.
Jim, I'm from another country, man. Don't play me like I'm stupid. Is China opening up their borders to illegal immigrants?
They don't have to.
No. Let me make a point.
They've got
I was
a couple
a point
of billion people.
Interrupted.
We've got 300 million.
No. Let me finish my point that you don't want me to make, okay? My point that I was trying to make, let me finish that. You keep talking about all these things. What does minimum wage do for black people? Give me the numbers and the statistics.
Okay,
and the
are
facts.
You in favor Why of an increase, advocate- are you in favor, Claston, of an
no.
increased minimum wage?
No. No, it's anti-black.
You got to be kidding me. Penn in Denham Springs. Penn, good morning. You're on with Claston Bernard.
Good morning. Claston, you seem to pick and choose the historical issues that you want to speak on. You use a lot of them in defense of your argument, and a lot of them you just dismiss out of hand, which are also relevant questions, yes, no questions. What leads you to choose? What do you decide is important for an issue?
All right. What is there for your biggest issue?
What's my biggest issue is decimation of the black family. The poor education for black families. What is that? What's not yes or no? What have I not been clear on? I really want to know. You're trying to make this about the presidency again. That's how they trick black people.
All right,
that's
well,
what you
well,
guys
why,
do.
Why
make
would,
it about.
Why would a $15 minimum wage hurt black people?
Will you allow me to speak? Because first of all, the cost is going to cost employers to pay people $15 an hour. That means people will be relegated for their jobs. Historically, there are enough information, statistics out there that shows that mostly unskilled blacks suffer the most from minimum wages.
All right, let's get one caller in. Charlotte, please be brief. In the New Iberia, you're on with Claston. Hi, Charlotte.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning to your guest. I'm calling because I believe that James, who said he's a rhino, was correct in the speaking about the conservative Democrats who switched to Republicans.
All right, we're going back in history, and that is a case in which people like Strom Thurmond and others became Republicans. But Claston is a Republican today, and he has the party's endorsement, and he is seeking the seat, and we wish you well on the campaign trail. And thanks for spending some time with us today. It's been good to get your viewpoints, Claston Bernard.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana until Monday.